From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Orlando, Florida on Thursday to pay his respects to the families of those killed in Sunday's massacre at a gay nightclub, the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen killed 49 people and wounded 53 others when he opened fire at the Pulse nightclub, armed with a semi-automatic rifle. After a three-hour standoff, heavily armed police tactical units raided the club and shot Mateen to death. Authorities say Mateen called the Orlando emergency line during the attack and vowed fealty to Islamic State. The shooter's father, Siddiqui Mateen, expressed profound regret over his son's actions Monday.
I would have arrested them myself in a second, even though that he was my son. I don't want no father to go through what we are going through. And I'm very sad and I'm very mad and angry. Why did he do that? To the homeland, those people died. They are our family and they got affected. And the 52 people got injured. They are our family. The United States, my mentality, in the United States, we are a family.
Siddiqui Mateen. A senior police chief and his partner were stabbed to death at their home in France Monday night. A three-year-old boy was rescued by police at the scene. The assailant, identified as LaRossi Albala, was killed by police. Two people say police were linked to Abala have been detained as part of the inquiry into the murder. VOA News. Despite all of the attention and resources that the United States and other countries have put into counterterrorism efforts, Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, shows the threat from individual actors remains and is particularly difficult for governments to fight. There are no indications at this point that the Orlando shooter had a direct connection to Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey said Monday the agency believes he was radicalized through the internet. Eric Rosand, a senior foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the attack is an example of how Islamic State's message is being received by many young Muslims who have no coordination with the group but are angry, lost, and attracted to its vision of violence and destruction. Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in airports. The money will be used to make 2,784 part-time transportation security officers full-time, which will reportedly add 53 additional security lanes in American airports. It will also allow for TSA to accelerate the hiring of 600 additional officers by the end of the fiscal year. The decision closely follows another reprogramming request for $34 million approved in May, which has allowed for 160 new security lanes to be opened in the past weeks. The TSA reports that the average wait time for 99% of travelers is now less than 30 minutes. French police have begun the deportation of 29 Russians following violent clashes with England supporters in the early days of the Euro 2016 football tournament. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian fans brawled in and around the Stade Velodrome. After the match ended in a 1-1 draw, Russian supporters charged the English side, forcing fans to flee and climb fences in a desperate bid to escape. The Kremlin denounced the violence and called on Russians to not react to provocation at the tournament. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to allow Puerto Rico to restructure its debt, leaving the U.S. territory at risk of a default unless Congress can pass debt relief legislation. The court, in a 5-2 ruling, said Monday that federal bankruptcy law does not allow Puerto Rico to enact its own legislation over creditor objections to cut billions of dollars in debt. Puerto Rico, which is facing $70 billion in public debt, passed a law in 2014 that would have restructured the debt of its financially struggling public utilities. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.